880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
OMG, I am so fired up for today's show. We've got the folks from Constant Contact, Sandy Abbott and Alex DiCarvallo. We're going to have a great time. We're going to start off with our usual segment with Shelley Bloom. Then we're going to have Tarik Maddox, NFL trainer, the guy that trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. He's going to be back. He's going to be on because I'm back. Back is the word today because my back is feeling great. You can feel it coming through at you. We're going to have a great show. Oscar and Shelley is, wait, first of all, high five to Oscar. Hey, Columbia, I saw them make the set piece goal. Come on. All right. All right. Shelly out there? Shelly, what's happening, dude?
I don't know how your back feels good, but I know when we went to the Marlins, fish and chips, and that lovely function you took me to yesterday, you were walking pretty slowly, brother.
Yeah, I know. I know. My back was hurting, but thank goodness my back doctor, John Hyde, was there. I got to see him. He said, just relax and I sit down and I feel better today.
Great.
I feel better, but I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. Shelly, if somebody wants to look good and feel good, how do they get all kinds of stuff from you? What is this like? How many pieces for how much money?
Only 20 pieces of better clothing. The value of a suit is about $290, and we only give you three. Three dress shirts, three ties, three matching hankies, three cufflinks, three pairs of socks, two traveling bags. It's about 20 pieces. No big deal. That's why you will see and you will read Shelley Bloom is the number one men's store in America that sells 5,000 suits a year, and really our selling area is about 5,000 feet, but we dedicate 2,000 suits in 2,000 square feet of the store because we also do Italian clothing and we also do Alberto jeans and we do, as you know very well, Amari Italian wool pants that they get $225 for and we're about $150. So, and men's shoes, Meslin shoes. We have a big, big store, been there only 50 years, and we dedicate this one area to the Shelley Bloom, buy one and get 20 for $299. Now, if you're a big guy like you and I, James, 46 to 66, it's a big,
wait a minute, I'm a 34. Don't make me out to be
shoulders,
a big guy.
Shoulders.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I have broad shoulders.
And
I do have broad shoulders.
And that is $349 for the big guys, and they're guys that come from the islands at a size 58 with 54 waist.
Woof.
And, you know, if you buy men's clothing in the islands, it's rough. But they can't believe it, and they buy. They buy many. They buy 6, 9 pieces.
Now, Shell,
back to their friends.
Shell, listen, you know, you said earlier that I could read what you do. Where the heck am I supposed to read this?
Read what you do?
Read about your habit, your whole Shelley Bloom's fashion clothiers.
We'll talk about it next week.
You don't want to? Okay, I'm just teasing everybody. Right. Get ready to read about Shelley somewhere famous real soon. So, Shelley, so how is it that you do all of this volume, all of this great retail, keeping people like me looking good, obviously?
Well, basically, it's trial and error, I would assume. We've been here 50 years. I only started in 1969. I was a court reporter prior to that and enjoyed that and raised my family in South Miami, and my dad called me and said, you know, I'm getting old and it's a young man's business, and unfortunately he passed after he taught me for 4 years, and I brought my sister in, and we've been traveling up and down the road for the last 45 years, the same location, same family operated. And one of the things I take great pride in is that I've had a lot of people retire who have worked here, and my manager's only been here 28 years because he started when he was his early 20s. My sister's been here since 1973. Mm. One of my tailors has been here 22 years, and it's good when you have good people, I guess. And to be honest with you, I'm bragging, but if you're a level-headed person, you can keep people as long as you have a business. And like I say, 45 years I've been here, And I don't think I'll make another 45, maybe 35 another.
Well, listen, Shelley, we'll get you on with Tarik Maddox. He'll keep you in good shape. Now, I've got a question for you because we only got about a minute left here. How is it that you've been able to outlast all the other single store fashion clothiers that have been around South Florida? You're the star. You're the last one shining. And, oh, by the way, don't forget to tell people how to find you.
Well, let's put it this way. I grew up in the Barrens, the Lansons, the Surreys, the Forum, the Sims era, in the best places in the world. Number one shopping centers in greater Miami. And I've been where I've been at 2650 Northwest 5 Avenue. I'm a corner, 8,000 square foot building for the past 50 years. So I would have to say 12-hour days, 7 days a week, and minimal vacations. Understanding your customer base, we have changed where a lot of other people haven't. We had the luxury of the 60s, we had the luxury of the 70s and the 80s with what was going on in greater Miami, and then the 90s, what wasn't going on too well. And now we're where we are, and we've changed, and we have given the consumer, I would think, the best deal in the world when you're going to get 20 pieces of clothing that are basically a suit is $295 retail, and I'm selling this 20 package with the three suits and the three shirts and the three ties and blah, 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 for $299. I mean, that's what's happening. It's basically word of mouth, and that's the best advertising other than being on your station.
I love you,
friendly with you, but I appreciate it.
You're the best. We've got to run. Shelley, where do people find you?
2650 Northwest Fifth Avenue in the Miami Fashion District. The famous Wynwood. Could you imagine, James?
Amazing.
The famous Wynwood.
Listen, I'm going to come see you. We did the Father's Day thing. We're going to do more ball games. You're the greatest. Beautiful. Go see my buddy, Shelley Bloom, everybody. At Shelley, the address?
2650 Northwest Fifth Avenue in the Miami Fashion District. And the telephone number is 305-573-5891. Thank you, James.
I love you, Shelley. Talk to you next week. See you real soon. Back after this, Constant Contact tips. If you want to get contacts and you want to get the message out, you better stick right here. Back after this. High five to Columbia. Take me away, Oscar.
We got no choice.
Dive into the fun at Marlins Park for Saturday Spectacular on June 21st and enjoy a post-game concert on the West Plaza featuring Boys to Men. Catch some of their greatest hits and much more presented by Majestic. Plus, see your Marlins battle the Mets at a special 4:10 start time. Don't miss Boys to Men live on June 21st. Get your tickets now at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
All right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Our friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar's happy because Columbia won on that set piece goal. I never thought I'd say that sentence in my life, and now I've said it three times. So high five to Columbia. Hey, what's going on with England, Oscar? You got to give me an update there. We're here today. We've got our Constant Contact team. We've got Alex DiCarvalho. He's Constant Contact's educational marketing expert and the regional director for South Florida. And we've also got Sandy Abbott. Sandy's the one who's been helping me ease my way into Constant Contact and really has helped my outreach. She's got Caliente. You'll tell me. But welcome here. We've got Alex cracking up and Sandy's ready to go. Welcome to the show, everybody. Talk in to the mic.
Hey, Jim. It's really a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, well done, Alex. Have some more of that caliente.
This is so much different from you on the cell phone.
Sure, Sandy, sure. Yeah, I go nuts on the cell phone. Well, listen, first of all, I want to thank you guys for really helping me reach out to my contact base much more economically than I used to. You're very Constant Contact is, I don't want to say inexpensive, but it's a great bargain.
You know, most of these services charge per campaign. We charge by the size of your email list. So you can actually send as many times during the month as you want to, and it'll be that same monthly price based on how many contacts you have.
Yeah, no, the last people, I could send out 1,000 contacts, then it was like a penny a contact. It was killing me, and then I ran into thank you. High five to Johnny, Social Media 305, for introducing me to you guys, and then Sandy kind of took my template, helped me get it to something that was a little bit legible, and really has been holding my hand. Thank you, Sandy. You're the best.
You're welcome.
Now, Sandy, since so many people are using social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc., is email even still relevant? And I already know the answer, but you tell me.
Well, first of all, email was the first social platform, and it continues to rock. Even Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of them send you email notifications with what's going on in your social sites. I get at least 2 emails a day from LinkedIn. So that goes to show you that they are still very effective. I look at social media as dating, if you will, and email marketing is, you know, taking the relationship a little bit further.
Oh, my goodness. You're using my metaphor about dating. Oh, my gosh. High five to you. Alex is even cracking up. Now, Alex, if somebody is starting out with email and they don't have a list, should they buy one? And, oh, my God, I know the answer to that. I always know all the answers. Alex.
You have to be careful when you buy a list. You really have to audit that list. You have to ask the broker. This is a completely separate business. It's called List Brokerage. You have to ask the broker, how did they get those email addresses? And are those people really expecting something from you? Really, the best way or better way would be to advertise on someone else's newsletter. If someone is already sending out newsletter to 100,000 people, maybe you can get some ad space in their sponsor that space rather than buying those 100,000 contacts and then sending them something that they may not be expecting.
And doesn't that really violate my agreement with you that I know the people?
Well, it really depends on how they have opted in to that list. Sometimes when you give your email address, there's a box that says, I agree to receive third-party promotions. And so then if you bought a list, you would be that third party.
I always don't check that box. So, Sandy, if I didn't buy a list, how could I grow my list? You know, Alex already gave me one good idea, which actually I have utilized in the past, but I don't want to give out my secrets. I have a friend we'll talk about that off air. Okay. Sandy, though, if somebody doesn't want to buy and they don't have a friend that's got a smoking list, how can somebody get out there on Constant Contact? Elemental, hand-to-hand combat.
Well, when I start with clients, one of the first things that they say is, I don't have a list, let me buy one. Everybody has a list. They know people. You can start with at least a seed list, if you will. The way to grow it is in social media. There's a lot of tools that Constant Contact has that allows you to set up a campaign on Facebook where you can do Facebook advertising and find the right target audience, get them to like your page, and also give you their email address. I've actually purchased lists for clients, and it's a lot more expensive and less cost-effective than advertising on social media.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about, I drive around thinking about why are people suggesting me this individual, we'll call them, on Twitter. And how do I get suggested? Because they have 300 people and I have something to really say to people. So I really want to talk about that. So there's ways to advertise and to increase your presence in social media, and Constant Contact can help me with that?
Yes, they will.
How?
Well, They have something called social campaigns. And what you do is you actually connect your Constant Contact with Facebook. You can run a campaign that has people sign up for your email directly from Facebook, and it goes right into your Constant Contact, so you don't even have to do it. It's seamless.
Oh, totally cool. Alex is nodding because he's the the regional educational director, and he's done a great job with Sandy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree totally.
I've actually used this for some of my clients, and it really works very well.
Now, Sandy, I made a joke, but really, what's the name of your company?
Espresso Content Cafe. Because I love coffee.
I was going to say, you're always so fired up. It's obvious that you come out of, in the morning with the... I do 3 shots of espresso. You couldn't tell?
I could. And actually, being here, I don't need coffee.
Yeah, just you'll get a blood transfusion. Or even just being in my field of energy. We've got 1 minute left because Oscar has to go offline and watch the English soccer match. So what I want to do is we'll talk about how people can get a hold of you, get on your network, get into your distribution list, and then we'll come back and do another segment. Alex, you're first.
So my name is hard to pronounce, so I'm better known as Alex DC online. So on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere, I'm Alex DC. If you just Google Alex DC, you'll find me.
Oh, yeah, I did, man. You got a smoking list of stuff when I go Alex DC.
And if you want to email me, alexdc@constantcontact.com.
Who loves you, baby? Sandy.
I am Espresso CC
that
online.
That you are.
It's Espresso CC, and I use that for Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest, Instagram.
All I could tell anybody is that Sandy held my hand, and I am the biggest baby, and she is getting me into this, and I am feeling good, and I'm building my own list, and I used my Outlook list, and the way I get new people is I go out and shake hands and do it one business card at a time. We'll be right back after this. Oscar, take it away. The sun could never fall away. The bliss that lays around me. Let it rain, let it rain. Let your love rain down on me. All right, for everybody out on I-95, that was Let It Rain just for you. Let them go by. Let the people go. Let them do their thing. You're too good to participate in what's going on around you. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends, your friends, our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Dive into the fun at Marlins Park for Saturday Spectacular on June 21st and enjoy a post-game concert on the West Plaza featuring Boys to Men. Catch some of their greatest hits and much more presented by Majestic. Plus, see your Marlins battle the Mets at a special 4:10 start time. Don't miss Boys to Men live on June 21st. Get your tickets now at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
All right. No, thanks, man. You ready? Ready for me, Oscar? Oscar's giving me the up sign there, and this is for you, Oscar. As we get older, we're at risk for developing cataracts and other things too, Oscar. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses that they have there, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Here comes my favorite part of this. Call 305-243, here it is, 2020, to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org. Here it comes again. Or call 305-243. Here it is, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and to respond to one of the people on Twitter that just hit me, I'd like to say that, yes, it's depressing to play Let It Rain, but you missed schools out before. I'm trying to, balance things. Back to Constant Contact. Alex, DC, and Sandy Abbott, my personal superstar in Constant Contact. I got a question for you that's vexing me, Sandy. How do I avoid my email landing in the spam folder?
there's two or three things you can do. First is make sure you have permission that the person who is receiving your email wants to get it, of course. And then it's really having valuable content. If they find it valuable, they'll make sure it doesn't end up in the spam folder.
They like whitelist me, but isn't there too many names or too many symbols or the thing's too long or I say a secret word and it just blows me up? Doesn't that stuff happen?
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. There is spiders that read the emails and figure out what you have in your subject line. There's certain things that will alert the spam filters, but you can check for all that before you send the email because there's a spam checker right in your constant contact console. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I hit that all the time. They say I'm fine. I think my wife agrees. Now, how often should I send an email? Because I debated this. I used to send my email notice once, like in the morning. And then I said, somebody asked me, could I send it later in the day also? Because they would forget or they wouldn't know or they wanted it in their car so they could just hit the button and go. And I said, okay. And I started sending the second email with a disclaimer. I'm really sorry if this gets you agitated, but some other people really like it. The second email now gets more opens than the first. So I think, oh, that's the guy sending me another tweet back for the record. Yeah, it's still raining, dude. It really was okay to send it twice. And in fact, it's a joke when I meet people. Now they go, oh, Jim, I'm getting your email. So how many times is it before somebody gets fed up? Ah, come on, Alex, you're confused. You're answering.
No, I mean, this is something that you really get your list used to. They get used to a certain frequency. I have a cartoonist friend who sends a daily email. But unless you're a cartoonist, you probably shouldn't do that. But
I'd like to subscribe to that for the record.
But this is something that you test. You try it weekly, and if you see your unsubscribe rates going up, then maybe it's because of the frequency. You try it twice a month or once. We see most businesses are sending it once a month because really with email, it's a campaign, and you really have to think about the content, the picture, the offer that you're making. So we recommend people to create an editorial calendar where you can kind of plan out your months and you can see when are you sending those campaigns. And also you can include your social media communication in that editorial calendar.
Wow, Alex, you're so like educational. I'm really like getting educated here. This is really terrific stuff. I mean, you must be like the educational director for Constant Contact.
You know, funny enough, you should say that.
Well, Sandy, here's a good one for you because I got Alex confused, but in the end he came through. When should I email? And I'll give you what I do. I send it in the morning, but after 10 o'clock, so I get dumped in the morning dump. And then I send it again right before the show goes off. So like I said, people can hit it in their car. Am I doing okay with that?
You're absolutely doing okay because your audience knows. And
I've trained them, huh?
Exactly.
Sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
It all depends on what your audience needs and who they are. Some people, if they work 9 to 5, then 10 to 2, 10 to 3 is a good time in the middle of the day. But you have people that are retired that work different hours. You have people that have Mondays off. So it really depends on your audience when is the best time for them.
You know,
you have to think like them.
Good, because I am them most of the time. Thank God. And hey, thank you for listening, everybody, and high-fiving and having a good time with us and with all of this. But, you know, I do different things now. Also, I do Buffer. I use the Buffer so I can time what I'm going to do with social media. And what I do is I do Facebook at different times than I do Twitter at different times than I do LinkedIn. I do Facebook at like 9:15 in the morning and 5:45 at night. I do LinkedIn at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon once, and I do the Twitter 5 times a day, mostly in the morning. So it'll resonate all day if it's hung in the right place. I mean, so I think that I think I got my money's worth with Johnny. What do you think?
I love Buffer app, and it's true. The different networks have different kind of timings. And so LinkedIn is less frequent than Twitter. Twitter, really you have to publish a lot on Twitter, 5 to 10 times a day. But you're right, on LinkedIn,
People would get fed up.
Yeah, once or twice. And then on Facebook, maybe 2 or 3 times, depending.
Yeah, because people look different times and you want to nail people with a different look. And actually, I've gotten great response, no matter what Grant says, to my postings of the sunrise, which get like retweeted or favored by people like Dunkin' Donuts. It's like an awesome like validation every day. So I really love it. It's almost like, oh, my God, I'm having an epiphany. Like I'm having a conversation with all of my followers.
You know, I do that as well, you know. Sunrises and sunsets.
I got to subscribe to you more then.
I do that for coffee.
Yeah, I know. What's the best coffee in town, Sandy?
Well, there's a place called I Love Calle Ocho that makes this coffee called El Malcriado. And it's like sweetened condensed milk with the Cuban coffee. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's where we're going to meet when I do my next Constant Contact thing. Oscar, how much more time in this segment? We got a lot of time left, don't we? Habla conmigo, señor. Okay, cuatro. I'm speaking Spanish today. Oh, to who?
Uruguay.
Wow. Ooh, I know somebody who's going to be unhappy at work tomorrow. It's my British assistant. Okay, so we talked about how often we should email, when we should email. How do I get people to open the email and then take action? Oh, I've now been told I'm whacked. High five to you, Joe. So really, how do I get people to open my email? Because now I've got them. They're looking. They're trained. They want to see it. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. OMG. What's Jim got to say? How nuts is he going to be today?
So there are three keys to opening an email. It's who is it coming from? What is in the subject line? And when do you send it? What day and what time do you send it? So who is it from is all about the branding. Do people recognize you? If they sign up to your list in the beginning of the month and they get your newsletter at the end of the month, do they remember? When they sign up, did they get a confirmation email that they signed up? So it's all about the branding and consistency of the branding and recognizing the name. The subject line, those first two words are so key. Lists work well in subject lines or some kind of scarcity or a deadline. Like, tomorrow there's something going on, so I better open this email today. And then, of course, the time. If you're sending emails at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's going to be very low.
It's going to be in the morning dump, so to speak.
Exactly.
I didn't mean it that way, but
so
you kind
of want to hit people on when they're at the office, maybe when they're looking at their emails. You want to hit them, somewhere between 9 and 5 p.m., probably in the morning. But this is something that you need to test. For example, I was running a social network for doctors before joining Constant Contact, and doctors open their emails at night, at 9 p.m.
Yeah, because that's when everything's done, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they're with patients all day. They're not in front of their computer.
Wow, that's really wild, and that's one of the reasons what I think about why I do the different times or the different things, because Facebook's more of a personal thing. You do it before work. You're like, I don't want to say stealing time, but you're stealing time. So I kind of try to do it off peak. I try to do it during lunch and then at the end of the day, Twitter, bang, 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 like you said. Facebook, I don't do Pinterest. There's only so much my brain can handle. Now, what are some good tips? We've gone through the mechanicals. We've gone through the basics. Give me like PhD level Constant Contact. I'm going slow so you can think of something. But now I'm done. So you better have an answer.
I have one.
Give it to me, Sandy. Sandala.
One of the things I love to do is to put content at the very top of the email in small type that gives them a preview of what they're going to see. Because a lot of people don't even open the email. They look at it in the preview panel. So you want to give them a little teaser, a little appetizer portion of what's in the email.
Ooh, I know how I want to redesign my flyer already. You secret content, you're constantly contacting people with these secret ways to do it. What's a thing that you like, Alex, that's sort of like your signature? People do like CC on Twitter and stuff like that. What would be a signature for what you do? And we'll go and we'll do another segment because this is really good stuff. We'll come back in a little bit. But what's a good thing for you? And then you can think, Sandy, you can get some good tips for later.
I think the most important thing is to test and just to test it, how it looks like on a mobile phone, because more than half of the internet is being accessed through the mobile phone. More than half people are accessing the internet through mobile phones now on tablets. So you need to have short content that's very punchy because the screen is smaller.
With a big font, right?
Because I have bigger thumbs. So you need to be able to click on that link. So if you have three links, right, one after the other, people are going to miss the one.
Yeah.
So you just have to have one.
Big,
right on top.
Clear, clean link. OMG, Sandy, I'm getting all these great ideas. We're going to have coffee. Coffee at where?
I love Calle Ocho, on Calle Ocho.
Oh, no say. So anyway, so one more time, people at the end of the segment, how do they find you? At AlexDC, obviously, for you.
AlexDC on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or AlexDC@ConstantContact.com.
Sandala?
Espresso CC for Espresso Content Cafe, and that's what I use across the board.
Oh, you're just terrific. We've had a great time here with AlexDC and Sandy Abbott from Constant Contact, my contacts at Constant Contact to keep me constantly connected, right? All right. Well, listen, we're going to be back. We're going to do Tarek Maddox. He's going to talk about how he kept me in shape with my back and everything. You guys want to hang out and kibitz a little more?
Sure.
All right. Well, we'll have Tarek Maddox, then we're going to come back with more Constant Contact tips. Stay out there in the rain. Don't be depressed. Don't get angry. Relax. Come back. Kibitz. Have fun with us. We're having a great great time, and take it away, Big Oscar. I and I will see you through, 'cause every day we pay the price, we're delivering
sacrifice, jam until the jam is through. Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Hey, you know, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out my friends, your friends, our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And we all know what that means by now. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Dive into the fun at Marlins Park for Saturday Spectacular on June 21st and enjoy a post-game concert on the West Plaza featuring Boys to Men. Catch some of their greatest hits and much more presented by Majestic. Plus, see your Marlins battle the Mets at a special 4:10 start time. Don't miss Boys to Men live on June 21st. Get your tickets now at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
All right, I'm going to dive in with the Marlins. I love the music, and I'm going to see Boys to Men. It's going to be great. I can't wait. And you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan, you've heard him on our show, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medical provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays now if you're traveling in Miami-Dade. Got to find it slow northbound 95 out of downtown. It's a crawl right to the Golden Glades. Stop and go on the Palmetto. It is inching its way southbound in between 58th Street and the Dolphin Expressway. Broward County crawling along as well along the Turnpike Extension. It's slow from University Drive down through Red Road. And there's no escape if you're traveling on 95. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar, thank you so much. UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do more than collaborative care. UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row, and it also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just go to one of these places. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series now online at UHealthDiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make you health great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. And that means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover at UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, he's back, and he's badder than ever. Boy, it's been a long time since I've been on the shelf, Tarek, but I'm working out again, and you know what that means. It's time for NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Tarek is the guy who trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. He keeps me fit for life, helped me lose 40 pounds and put it back on with muscle. I look terrific, Tarek, and thank you so much. Welcome back. Let's talk today about the things that I got to look out for as I get back into the swing with my workout. Okay, Oscar. Tarek?
What's going on, Jim? Thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Sorry about the mix-up, but, you know, Oscar's still waiting on, you know, his no World Cup match on, so he can't. Oh, all right, I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to, you know, Tarek, what's happening, bud?
Not much, Jim. What's going on?
All right, listen, you know that I've been on the shelf for 6 months now. I've been doing nothing but walking like a bear. I've been doing an hour and 15 minutes of walking, followed by 15 minutes of ice. On the weekends, I've been doing another half hour in the pool. But this week, we started to bring me back and started to do some, I'll call it, working out.
Definitely.
What's the most important thing I got to look for here, Tarek?
Jim, I got to tell you, man, you've been doing an awesome job, tremendous job at recovering yourself, taking it slow, and just being very smart with your approach. And right now, you just got to continue to take it slow as you continue to progress, which you've been doing. And I'm very proud of that, Jim, that you haven't gotten yourself hurt again.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I was all fired up. I got caffeinated. I did Gatorade. I was more wacky than I am on the radio show. And then I wanted to start working out. And thank God you were there. Because I went in there, I grabbed, went on the stability ball, I grabbed my weights, and I started to want to go crazy. And what did you say? You said, whoa, hold on.
That's right. Got to slow it down. Slow it down. You know, I mean, Jim, we have, you know, this is a fit for lifetime thing. You know, we're doing this for a lifetime. This is for the long haul, not for the short term. And you look wonderful. Your back is fine. You may not be 100%. But you feel very well, and I'm going to continue to help you, you know, progress the right way, Jim, you know. And right now I think you're back in the water, you're back moving, you're back walking, and just a slow approach, and your body is slowly recovering.
Now, you know, I got to just say it this way, and don't take it like I'm going to be in a Terminator movie, but I love the machines. Just love the machines. And, you know, I got on the machine. Thank you for, you know, balancing me and helping me. And the number one thing that you did was you made sure I went slow, and I got off the minute I started to take it and look at it like I was being powerful. You stopped me before I got hurt.
Exactly. The number one thing and key to do is to listen to your body.
You know, and when I listen to my body, it talks. You know, a lot of times it's aching, it's not feeling well. I get up in the morning. Hey, we all get up in the morning, and we all, I got to just say it, go, ugh. And, you know, it takes me a good solid half hour to get enough liquids in me to get me out there outside working out. But then I get working out 5-10 minutes. I can't, when I'm in the beginning, I really can't get rolling. But by the middle part, I just start to rock, and I get into it, and I start feeling great. And before I know it, I'm bringing that all out into the real world, into work. And that's part of what we work on.
Definitely, Jim. Your muscles are, you know, it's all neurological. Your muscles remember what you were doing a few months ago. They didn't forget. You just have to warm them back up, reteach them again slowly, and your muscles will adapt as soon as you get back to moving. It won't take you as long as it did the first time to lose those 40 pounds. But now we're taking a different approach because you're coming back from some sort of injury. But you're looking great, and I'm very proud of you, Jim, and I just want you to continue to take it easy if I'm not there. But when I'm there, I'm going to make you do the things that you should be doing. So, yeah, you've been doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much. And, oh, for everybody out there who hears him spin out terms like neurological and stuff like that, the guy does have a degree in physiology, so it's not like he's just making this stuff up. Tarek has a good program. We've been following the program. The program keeps me strong, and that's the most important thing, Tarek, is that I need to stay strong. I need to rebuild my endurance, and still to right now, I still can't work a full day. And we're talking, you know, from, you know, I start at 6 and I end at 8, so I'm still not able to do that. Will I get back there, and how do I do it?
Oh, definitely, Jim. You'll definitely get back there. Just keep yourself moving. You know, get up every 30 minutes or so. Don't get too stiff throughout your day at home or at work. Just try not to sit down too long. You got to keep that blood flowing. You got to keep those muscles warm. And, you know, and just continue to do what you're doing at a slow approach, like I said earlier, but and you will continue to progress the right way without hurting yourself, without re-injuring yourself again.
No, listen, man, I really appreciate it. In fact, when you said that, I stood up because I was getting a case of radio tush here and I needed to stand up.
There you go.
Now, Tarek, if people want to find you, we've been talking about Twitter. We got to add Alex DC here. We got Sandy Caliente Queen or whatever it is that's saying. Sandy, what is it your thing is again?
Espresso CC.
Oh, you're just so hot with that coffee thing going.
Awesome.
Tad, how do we find you on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn? Where the heck are you, bud?
Yeah, it's all the same. My name is Tarek Maddox, spelled T-E-R-E-K. Last name Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. Follow me at Tarek Maddox at Twitter. I'm on Instagram at Tarek Maddox, and you can also email me at Tarek Maddox.
That's right.
Yahoo.com.
That's right. And keep watching those feeds, because when Tarek and I walk out, we hit them hard. We hit them hard. Now, Tarek, we're going to get together Saturday. What are we going to do? One more small step towards getting back?
Oh yeah, we're gonna. It's the next phase, the next step, Jim. You're slowly progressing, Jim. But the thing is, you're moving forward. You're making progress. So that's the main thing. It's not how quick we do it. It's just how we do it. You know?
Oh, Tarek, I love you. I'm going to see you Saturday at Tarek Maddox, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. The guy's everywhere. He's got the social media thing going. I'm going to get you together with Alex DC. I think the both of you could use each other's services.
I sure could.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I got something going on here, Tarek. Okay, Alex DC, he's the head of the Constant Contact thing. I'm going to put you two together. It's at Alex DC. Tweet him now, Tat. All right?
Okay, I'll do that. At Alex DC. Hey, one more thing. Frank Gore will be on the show, Jim. That's confirmed, so you guys be ready.
Oh, my gosh. Frank Gore, the man, the myth, my favorite ball player in the NFL. Hey, Tat, thanks for setting that up. Thanks for keeping me fit for life, and thanks for coming back on the show.
Of course, anytime. You guys have a great day.
No, you two hugs, and I'll see you on Saturday. Oscar, take us away!
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
No, man, I am having so much fun. I got a great audience today with Alex and Sandy. I got my great friends here. I got Oscar's all happy with that Columbia thing. He's got the shirt, the flag shirt thing going on. And, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement service, first service, and as you know by now, you even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything for 4 years. So if you buy or lease a new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you're going to get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lauren's Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, a couple of months ago, Lauren finished her 1500 walk in my shoes, walk across Florida. But that didn't stop her or slow her down. She's been all over the world. And why does she walk? She walks for people like you, for kids, for everywhere, to prevent that from happening to somebody else. and because she survived. So go to lawrencekids.org, because now's the time to act, to shine light where there was once darkness, to protect those most innocent among us. So make sure you go to lawrencekids.org and learn something about how you can prevent child abuse, because 95% of child abuse can be prevented with education.
Dive into the fun at Marlins Park for Saturday Spectacular on June 21st and enjoy a post-game concert on the West Plaza featuring Boys to Men. Catch some of their greatest hits and much more presented by Majestic. Plus, see your Marlins battle the Mets at a special 4:10 start time. Don't miss Boys to Men live on June 21st. Get your tickets now at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're going to do a little more constant contact tips, then I'm just going to unload at the end of the show because, boy, am I full of it, but you guys already knew that. Okay, so back to constant contact. We're here with Alex DC. Alex is the regional education guy and chief cook and bottle washer for Constant Contact. I gave you a promotion. Constant Contact here, and we've got Sandy Abbott. She's my personal contact at Constant Contact, who keeps me in contact with all my contacts. Oh, my God, that was... funny as that. That's great. Now, Sandy, here's a good question for you. Is a flyer searchable? Is there something on the flyer that gets picked up by search engines, or is that only available in the social media syndication part? Alex is trying to figure this out. I see the brain working there.
Actually, I'm not sure about that. I do know that you can put your flyer or your email. You're using a very old term there, Jim. But you can
what,
put your
flyer? Oh, yeah, I'm using a flyer. I'm going to mail it with snail mail, but the stamps are too expensive.
Anyhow, I know that you can put your email out in social media with a link. I don't know how the engines read that, if they are able to search that.
That's a really good question. I don't know if that there's a web version of your email. So when you send out your email to your list of thousands of people, you can also have a web version of it that's on the internet. It's like a kind of a archive of newsletters.
So that's when I click archive, that's what that does?
Exactly. So that's it. Puts
I didn't
it on.
Click archive yet, so yeah. I'm not searchable.
Yeah. So you can refer people to your flyer or newsletter online.
My constant now, contact thing.
Is that searchable? That's a good question, because I think it is searchable, but I have to come back to you on that.
I like it when people say, I don't know, but I'll get back to you. It's the most important thing in business, and nobody ever does it.
The most important thing is to keep it real.
Exactly. Well, you are real. We've known each other for how long? Like 4 or 5 years now, right, Alex?
Absolutely.
Oh, you were on like show 50 or 100 with, I got to just say it once, Blanca Stella Mejia, my social media expert. I love her, man. She's the greatest. Sandy, so... you know, what we talked about what your secret tips are and everything else, but one of the things that really got me was all of the different formats, all of the different formatting things. How long does it take to become an expert in putting one of these things together?
Well, I personally have been doing it for 5 years.
Okay, you're real good.
normally it takes a good hour to 2 hours to put together an email, especially if you are nitpicky about fonts and colors and all that sort of stuff.
Me, it takes me like 20, 25 minutes. I do a lot of cut and pasting. But I love it. I love Constant Contact. I love you guys. I want to thank you so much for giving me all of my tips. I want to, now, again, Alex, how do they find you? Sandy, how do they find you? And one last tip, because we promised everybody a bunch of tips. You don't have to open up your whole tip bag, but at least give me one good one on the way out, Alex. Give it to me, baby.
All right. I'd like to say that email is like it's a campaign. Every time you send that email, you're spending a few hours on it. You're thinking about the offer, the image, the content. You put time into it and you'll get more out of it. So think about each time you send it as a campaign where you're trying to get some kind of action.
Awesome. Sandy?
Well, they say that people now have the attention span of a goldfish, which is about 8 seconds. So you want to make sure that your email is concise. You don't have to write a lot, and you want to make the most important points very easy to find, big, bold, and in their face.
Boy, do I feel good, because I do the same subject line. They know when to look for it. They know what it looks like. They don't even need to read it. They just can kind of feel it in their inbox. Wow, it's thundering out there. Hopefully the Marlins are hitting a bunch of home runs right now. The game hasn't started. Well, they'll hit them tonight then. Alex, thank you so much for coming again. At AlexDC, right?
AlexDC everywhere online and AlexDC at ConstantContact.com.
Who loves you, baby? Sandy.
ExpressoCC everywhere online. It's ExpressoCC.
All right, and now I'm going to talk. And what I really want to talk about is how I've gone through an evolution with where this soccer stadium thing should be. I've been looking around. I sat down yesterday with Manny Diaz. We talked about it. I was at the Marlins. Oh, that's another thing. I was at the Marlins fish and chips. OMG. Watch my Facebook. I'm going to post a lot of the selfies. I tried to have people take regular pictures of me. I'm done. From now on, only selfies, because nobody does it like me. And they were absolutely awesome. I have the greatest. Watch for that on Facebook. Look, I'm doing a tease. I'm doing the whole thing right. But the other thing is, Manny and I were sitting, and I had to give him, how much, Oscar? Okay. I had to give him kudos because, no, and I'm looking, nowhere did I see that there was this, like, secret buried site right next to the Marlins Park. And I went up to him and I said, Manny, well played. You let them do all their little stuff on the water, which is never going to happen. And then you showed them something that was on the books for 6 years. And I got to tell you, it probably would work. I sort of still like the one out by all the mass transit out by the airport, but this qualifies. You could take a bus. They'll run buses from all that mass transit. So I don't have a problem with this going over by the Civic Center. And we're building all these apartments, all these condos. We're, as a firm, building a whole restaurant plaza there called Civica. It's going to just start popping in that area over by the Marlins Park and the Civic Center. So, well done, Manny Diaz. I kind of like your idea to go over there by that. And, you know, what's wrong with soccer and baseball next to each other? You get people kind of in the frequency and repeating of going over there. Hey, occasionally if there's two Saturdays they conflict, then somebody made a scheduling mistake. But I kind of like that. And, hey, hasn't Miami grown up over all these years? We've got summertime here now. Business is still cranking. I can't go away for vacation. Thank you so much, Jason Katz, for that. Because we're busy. I believe that I'm like the guy on Fantastic Four, where I'm always on fire now. I just can't stop. I got to go home and take a shower because it's just unbelievable. The real estate industry is smoking everywhere. And oh, by the way, so are most of the other businesses. Our friends with Constant Contact, they've never been busier. And who do they work with? Some of the biggest companies and some of the smallest entrepreneurs, their fingers on the pulse everywhere. And they tell me business is cranking. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go up. I'm going to moderate a session at the Social Media Day over at the Arch Center. It's going to be really cool. You should join me out there. Grant, retweet that. And, you know, so the Arch Center will have Social Media Day. It continues to evolve. I'm going to look forward to seeing all of my social media friends. I know Sandy's going to be there. Well, maybe you'll bless us. I don't know. Alex might be there, too. Are you going to be there, Alex?
I think about it.
All right. I'm making my pitch now, but I know Sandy, my contact, who helps me keeping constant contact with all my contacts. Oh, you're going to have to clip that audio, Sandy, and put it on your website. So this is what we do. We're Freed on Business. We talk about business. We talk about South Florida. We talk about something that reaches everybody everywhere, and we just really try to have fun. If you're in your car, relax, have a good time. We'll play one more song on the way out where you'll hopefully enjoy. The guy that cut you off, yeah, he's a schmuck. But don't be crazy like him and cut him back off. Let him go. Let him do it to himself. Relax. Enjoy. You're going to get there. It's rainy. We've been playing summer. We've been playing rain. Hopefully you get the tongue-in-cheek jokes. We'll have one more good song on the way out. But remember, I'm Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business, and I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Alex, DC, and Sandy, and Constant Contact for coming on the show and helping me stay constantly in contact with all my contacts. I'm going to use that forever, Sandy. I gotta trademark that. I want to thank our sponsors. Hey, Tarek Maddox is back, and he's keeping me fit for life again. U Health, hey, they've been keeping me fit for life for a long time. Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, caring for kids. Lawrence Kids, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health. Wow, that thunder's rocking out there. The most important person on my show, you. my listeners. I want to thank you so much for being part of my personal base of contacts and letting me be me. So join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. Yeah, Alex, that's right. If you missed today's show, it'll be on www.friedonbusiness.com. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy? He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't speed